Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14. This is letter number 4966, Baruch Hashem. Dated the 23rd day of Kislev, Toshin, Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius, Rav Hagaon, with a man of many actions, with a lot of titles here, Moshe Gershon Sheyichya Goldzweig from Chicago. Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe says, I received regards through the great rabbis, the Rav Chosid, those who, they visited him, the Shadarim, they were the Shlucha de Rachbona, they were going to the different communities, and the rabbis visited him in his community in Chicago, and they passed along regards, and as you requested, I will mention you and all those you write about on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, would hold the title. So, the Rebbe says, since the days of Hanukkah are about to come upon us, and there are different opinions, whether Hanukkah corresponds to the sphere of Netzach or the sphere of Hoyt. So either way, Koloifen, it is from the Yarchi de Keshoit de Labar Megufa. The Rebbe, this is a reference, these spheres, they are designed in the way of a body. So you have the hands would be chesed gevura, and the sigh, whether it's netzach or hoyd, those are the side of truth which is outside the body already. That's not part of the body in the image of a human being, of the sphira. And yet they have an advantage, which means while Hanukkah may be in the level of Netzach and Hoyd, which are external of the body in the image as these Sefirot lay out in the body, but yet there is an advantage. We know the saying of our sages, they say, all the holidays will cease, will become batel, with the exception of Hanukkah in Purim. This is brought down in the Sefer HaChaim, Sefer HaParnosa Resh Perek Zayin. The Rebbe also references the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Perek, chapter 46, the Yerushalmi Tainis Beis Yud Gimel, and also the Yotzer for Zohar. There is a Piyut Elikim Aldomi B'Soifoi, and the Hesophus Megillas Esther V'Oid talks, brings about this idea. So even though it's on the outside, it has a more impactful and a more lasting, and the Rebbe says this is similar to a returning light, which explained in many places. So when it bounces off, you know, we were talking about there's an advantage when it bounces off, you know, like the heat, you know, when it bounces off, you know, you get a returning light, you get a warmer, you know, it's warmer when it bounces off, like by the sun, or very as if whatever Rebbe doesn't elaborate, something like returning light. So while Hanukkah may be in the Kabbalah level, an external level, a Netzach or Hod, but yet it has a more lasting effect, as the Rebbe brings down in the various sources. You see an advantage of Hanukkah, the Rebbe prays that this advantage should also illuminate in our generation, an orphan generation, the generation of the heels of the Mashiach, in the end, with additional light to keep on going when the sun sets, until we accomplish that. It says about the time of Mashiach that the night will shine like the day, with coming of the Bar Naflo. Mashiach is referred to a son of a miscarriage. It's called a bar nafla in the Talmud. Basically, it's dark, and he's also referred to a son of nafla. Come very, very soon in our days. And the Rebbe ends b'kavod u'birchas Chanukah Meir u'Mazir, with honor and praying for a shining and a light a Chanukah. The Rebbe references various Kabbalistic and different ideas over here, and the Rebbe basically prays that in our generations, when it's so dark, we should be able to merit the light, when the light of Mashiach, and when things seem so dark, should turn around and to become much lighter.